Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
Okay, so resurrection people, that's who we are, not just something that we believe that happened to Jesus. All right, so I'll see if I can convince you of that. So when the Bible says we were buried with him in baptism and raised to walk in newness of life, it sounds good, and we believe it's true. The problem is, theological awareness doesn't always rise to, wait a minute, theological belief, agreement, doesn't always rise to existential awareness. There you go. There's my big word for the day. Yeah, that's where we have our problem, becoming existentially aware of what Jesus accomplished for us, not only on the cross, but in his resurrection. So he was raised from the dead. We're raised from the dead. He was resurrected. We're resurrected. Jesus was raised to never die again. We're raised to never die again. You said, well, I see a lot of people dying. Well, they may die, but they're not dead. There's the difference. Yeah. So we're connected with him and everything that he did for us. So the reality of it all is that Jesus' death and resurrection changes everything. The biggest event in human history. Nobody else did it. Some people might have been raised from the dead. Jesus raised some from the dead. He's the only one that was raised from the dead and then stayed alive and ascended to the Father. That's how he's your Savior. Yeah, because he's alive. You can worship at the tomb of other religious leaders, can't worship at the tomb of Jesus. It's empty. So we're all pretty concerned about life and death, aren't we? Yeah. And Jesus took care of both of those problems. Your life here on earth and death, don't worry about that either. He took care of that. Between Jesus dying on the cross, the days before his resurrection, I'm sure the devil was throwing a big party. Because the devil said, there we go. You know what? I took care of the first Adam. And this last Adam that came along, I took care of him too. Yeah. So, yeah, let's have a party because that ends it right there. But on the third day, early Sunday morning, Jesus came out of the tomb and spoiled his party. Yeah. Spoiled his party by saying, no, no, no. I win, you lose. And guess what? We can all say the same thing with Jesus. We win, you lose. Have you ever told the devil that? Yeah, just tell him sometime when you're praying. Oh, by the way, devil, just a reminder. I want to make sure you know that I know that you know that I know. I win and you lose. What do you mean you win? Because whatever Jesus accomplished, he did it for me. He's alive, I'm alive. He's victorious, I'm victorious. Sin shall not have dominion over me. I read it in the Bible. And it's there because it's true. Yeah, there you go. Nothing to worry about. Is there anything to worry about, folks? Didn't Jesus say be anxious for nothing? Yeah. Don't worry about anything. See that sparrow falls to the ground? God takes notice of that. How much more will your Heavenly Father care about you? Okay, so you have to remind yourselves of these things. You know why? We're humans and we forget. We snap back into old creature thinking. So, I was preaching on worry one time and this lady said, and I said, you know, worrying never helps. She goes, oh, yes, it does. She said, when I worry, most of the things I worry about never happen. So she figured worrying helps. Ephesians 2, 5 through 6 said, when we were dead in our trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, raised us up with him, and seated with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, is that a future event? Or a past event. It's a past event. Isn't that what it said? He raised us with him, past, seated with him. That's the past. So it's talking about something that's done. Here's the problem with Christians. We want to take the things that have already happened and put it all off into the future. So we talk about when we die, then we're going to be raised from the dead. When the trumpet sounds and all of that, and that's good, but all that's doing is just turning your mortal body into an immortal body. See, we don't have immortal bodies. We don't have incorruptible bodies right now. They're still corruptible. But the life in us is the same life that's in Jesus. So it can't stay in the grave. So don't worry about the grave. Right. So, and raised us up with him. So this is how God looks at it. There's Jesus. Well, let's start back on the cross. When God looked at Jesus on the cross, he saw everybody in humanity piled up on that cross. So that when Jesus died, we all died. Past, present, future people, it's dead. God's not relating to Adam anymore. There's nothing redeemable about Adam other than killing him and then raising him from the dead as a new creature. That's why the Bible says Jesus was the first of the new creation. He came out first, and the rest of us coming out right behind him. Never to die again. So we're new creatures. Remind yourself of that. Lord, I thank you so much. You have made a new creation. I'm a part of the new creation, and I'm a new creature. So therefore, I think differently. I talk differently. Not like I used to. No, I was negative. I was depressed. I was despondent. I was critical. I was mean. You're not still that way, are you? Yeah. Sometimes people are, even in church. I'm saying, you don't know who you are. So that leads me to say this. A lot of us read the Bible to find out what we should be doing when we should be reading the Bible to find out who we are. I heard a lady sharing her testimony. Well, she had been married 5 or 6 times. She had been on drugs. She was alcoholic. She was negative. She had tried to commit suicide a time or two. And she was sharing her testimony of her new life in Christ. And she said, I had been to rehab. I'd been to every kind of a thing that could be done to help me, whether it was 6 weeks or 6 months, whatever. She said, I did it all. Nothing. I went right back to drugs and depression. And she said, but one day, I went to a church and I heard the preacher preaching on new creatures in Christ and who we are in him. And she said, that's it. I didn't know I was a new creature. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know I belonged to him and his life was in me. She said, I didn't know that. So her life changed. She got completely off of drugs. She was no longer despondent. She was completely free. So what she did from that point on, she developed a program at the church so that when people come in for counseling, the counseling is not problem-oriented. The counseling is teaching people who they are in Christ. That's the whole counseling curriculum. Not trying to, let's just talk about your problems and we will psychoanalyze you and all that stuff. No, no. We might listen for a few minutes, but then say, okay, now here's the program. Take your little booklet here, and here's the scriptures. You're going to find out who you are, and that's what makes the difference. Yeah. I'd say the devil's main job right now is to keep Christians from finding out who they are. Even though they've trusted Christ as their Savior, they're still just trusting him to take them to heaven when they die, not live a new life right now. So put that in your prayer life. Lord, I'm trusting you to give me the new life that I need right now. I need to think like Jesus. I need to talk like Jesus. I need to walk like Jesus. I need to act and react like Jesus. Holy Spirit, would you give me that ability today? What do you think the Holy Spirit's going to say about that? Yeah. He goes, hey, that's my job. My job is to take what belongs to Jesus and reveal it to you. Meaning, He wants to reveal to you that you have His life in you. So, by the way, it says, when we were dead in our trespasses, He made us alive. So, when were we made alive? In God's eyes, even when you were dead, He loved you. He loved you and had a plan to bring you to life. And here's another one. I got two or three scriptures here. We'll go through them kind of fast. Colossians 2:13, you were dead. Let's all say that together. Dead. Not a very nice word. Yeah. Oh, but it doesn't end there. Oh, He didn't leave you there. But God made us alive together with Him, having forgiven all of our trespasses. Romans 8:11, one of my favorite scriptures in the New Testament. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. Just throw that into your prayer life on any day, maybe every day. Lord, the same Spirit that was in Christ lives in me. And then the devil might say, well, that doesn't make any difference. Who do you think you are? The answer to that is, I think I'm a child of God. I think I belong to Him. I think that everything that Jesus did, He did for me, that I might be like Him. And I believe I'm His workmanship. And He's working in me all of the things that belong to Jesus. He wants to reveal them to me and release them in me. There you go. I can't preach it any better than that. So, we used to sing a little song. Did anybody ever sing that little chorus? It says, if that same Spirit which raised Christ from the dead dwells in me, it will quicken my mortal body. Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah, sing it to yourself. Go, hey, yeah, that's the way it is. Not the way I imagine. Not the negative thoughts I have about myself. No, that's the way it is. So sometimes we say amen. Another thing you can say is, that's the way it is. At the end of your prayer, just say, you know what? Instead of saying amen, I'll say what amen means. Amen means it's going to happen just the way I prayed it. Because I prayed a prayer right out of the Bible. Yeah. Yeah, so be it. Yeah, it's going to happen just the way I prayed it. So the Scripture is saying that since the Spirit of God lives in me, something wrong with that. It says, we share the same resurrection event as Jesus. We have His life in us, and it is all pervasive. It'll change everything in your life. Everything. Your attitude, the way you look at yourself, the way you look at other people, your daily walk. You can trust Him. You know that He'll never leave you or forsake you. Why? Because He said He would. Yeah. I'll be with you in trouble. I will rescue you and I will honor you. Okay. That's what you said. I guess that's not what you're going to do today? Yes, but you got to claim it. Walk in it. Believe it. So here's the question. Why live the old life when you have a new one? Whoops, sorry. Why live an old life when you have the new one? I don't know. Conditioning? Well, Alexis would say, I don't know the answer to that question. Alexa, what is the answer to that? She'll say, I don't know the answer to that question. Yeah. But we do. Yeah, because we read about it. So it's pretty silly to hang on to the old life when you have a new one. It's kind of like the old car that's ready for the junkyard, or you can have this brand new car, the latest model. Which do you want? That's a no-brainer. Take the new one. And how about one that never runs out of gas? Yeah. Never. How about this? It never gets paid for. There you go. It's paid for. Yeah. Mileage never gets run up. Yeah. And how about this one? It never depreciates. So you've got the latest model and it is appreciating. How many of you have ever driven a car and when you drove it off the showroom floor, it depreciated a couple of thousand dollars? Yeah, there you go. No, you've got something much better than that. That life in you is appreciating. So it's one thing to believe that we died with Him on the cross. And I've talked to enough Christians where they kind of get that. They go, okay, yeah, you know what, I get that. But it's quite another to believe that we were raised from the dead when Jesus was raised. And there's nothing that can stop us. There's no power on earth or in hell or in heaven that's going to stop you. God doesn't want to stop you. The devil wants to stop you. And the way he does it is to keep you from finding out what belongs to you. But once you find out, you just tell the devil, guess what I just found out? I'm a child of God. And he loves me no matter what and has a wonderful plan for my life. And then the devil goes, oh no. Hate it. Yeah, hate it when that happens. Here's another question. Which is easier, to believe you're dead or to believe you're alive? I think it's harder to believe you're alive. Yeah, you can believe you're dead, but believing it, His life is on the inside of you in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? You believed in Christ as your Savior. Did you receive the Holy Spirit? That's how you get His life. It's working in me. So if we're in Him, then the relationship He has with the Father, you also have. How's that? Because I'm in Him. Wherever He walks, I walk. The relationship He has with the Father, I have with the Father. What He accomplished, you accomplished. Well, how can that be true? I didn't do what Jesus did. He didn't just do it for you. He did it as you. There you go. So that everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to me. There's another good prayer. Lord, I thank you that everything that belongs to Jesus belongs to me. Easy to say. Another thing to realize it and walk it out. But you've got to start sometime and somewhere. I wish I had found all this stuff out many, many years ago, but I didn't. When I was growing up in church, we heard Bible stories, but I never heard a teaching on who am I in Christ and what did Jesus actually accomplish for me and what do I have right now in this life. So when I was a kid, I don't know if you thought this way, I thought I had to wait until I grew up to be a Christian. I was not too keen on being a Christian every day, just on Sunday. Yeah. So. There we go. Belongs to us. That's why it's so important to count ourselves dead to sin and alive to God, which is the Bible encourages us to do. So the way I like to say it, it's all a part of our new self-understanding. We're finding out things about ourselves when we read the Bible. It's not just finding out about Jesus or what God has done or heroes in the Bible. You're in the Bible too. We need to find out where that is and what position I have and what belongs to me. The more you get to know Christ and God's plan, the more you get to know yourself and your new life in Him. I find out by myself when I read the Bible. So the Christian life is not a struggle with sin, but a revelation of the new creature we are in Christ. Is that one up there? Oh, okay, good. His position, your position. Whatever position Jesus now enjoys, you also enjoy. So I want y'all to just think for a minute. What might that be? What position do you think Jesus enjoys in heaven right now at the right hand of the Father? Victory. defeated the devil. Sonship. Relationship. Okay. Name some other things. He's joyful. He's happy. He's got kind of a mentality of, I did it all. It's all done. There's nothing left undone. Dominion. Yeah. The kingdom belongs to him. All the things that the devil tempted Jesus with, the Father had already given him. Remember, the devil said, hey, there's all the kingdoms of the world. If you'll just follow me, they'll all be yours. And Jesus goes, no, I reject that. Because the Father's going to give them all to me anyway later. Right. But I've got to go take one thing at a time. I've got to die for the sins of the whole world before that is all given to me. So anyway, it's kind of neat to think about what all belongs to Jesus and the position that he enjoys now. Jesus said that where I am, you may be also. Remember that one? So he said, where I am, you may be also. We think that means going to heaven when we die. But now I'm kind of changing my understanding of that. He said that where I am right now. He didn't say where I will be, you're going to be. No, that where I am, you may be also. Yeah. Same relationship I have with the Father, you have the same relationship with the Father. Same victory I've accomplished, it belongs to you. Everything is for you. That's not about heaven, but a position in the Father's house. It's Romans 6:13. Don't present your members, and then I added, these parentheses are mine. Body parts, mind, will, emotions. So don't present your members to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourself to God as those who have been brought from death to life. Parentheses, mine, which has already happened. Everything I have needed, Lord, you have provided. Well, that's what the song says that we sing. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Yeah. Boy, that's a good reminder. Can't think of anything else to pray sometime. Going to pray for the meal or something, give thanks. Lord, we thank you that all we have needed, thy hand hath provided. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Yeah. So, it's a done deal. That's what's so neat about this. We don't have to accomplish it. It's already been accomplished for us. Recognize it, understand it, receive it, walk in it, talk about it, talk to yourself about it. We have been brought from death to life. So that makes death just a doorway. You could even call it graduation. You're still you, but you will be in a new body. How many of you are kind of looking forward to getting a new body already? Yeah. The older we get, thank you, Lord, I'm going to get a new body. I'll still be me in a new body. Wow. So we think we'll pass from death to life in the sweet by and by. No. In reality, as God sees it, we pass from death to life when Jesus passed from death to life. I'm trying to state it the easiest way I know how to say it. So when Jesus did it, we did it. So there's my question. Why live an old life? Why live an old life that's dead when we have the life of Christ alive in us? Yeah. And 1 Corinthians 15:21 says, by a man, I added that, Adam, because that's who he's talking about. By a man came death, by another man came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam, you're a goner. I put that in my own words. As in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive. That's you and me. Here we are talking about it. Enjoying it, because it all belongs to us. So the reason we believe, that we forgive, that we love, that we're gracious, that we do good works, is so we will bear the fruit of the Spirit, not to merit heaven. That's why we do all this. We're not trying to get God's attention. We already have it. We're not trying to get God to love us more. He already does. He's working in us so that Christ will be revealed in us. The resurrection Christ wants to express, the resurrected Christ wants to express himself through us to those who live around us. Why? So they can have what we have and they can participate in the gospel like we are. We're participating in the gospel and bear fruit as well. Oh, she's trying to find it. John 15 says, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches." There you go. How hard is that? If I said, "Hey, let's hang out together," would that be that hard? No, we just hang out. You know what a branch is doing? It's just hanging around. Yeah, it's connected. Yeah. If it gets cut off, it's in big trouble. Yeah. So it's not that hard. Hang out with Jesus. It's hard all by yourself. If somebody says, "You've got to produce some fruit," you're going to go, "How am I going to do that?" No, a branch doesn't worry about it. Just stays, hangs on to the vine. The branch is connected to the roots. The roots produce all the fruit and the nutrients that we need. We just hang in there and we produce fruit. A few verses later, Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." There you go. So we're dependent upon him. We have his life, and we need his life, and we want his life, and we expect his life. That's what faith does. Works are not what I do for God, but what God does through me. Okay, we talked about conclusions, remember one time? Summing up, that's another way to say in conclusion. Yeah. Every person from way back till now died upon the cross, whether they believe it or not. Not all came out of the tomb, however, only those who by faith enter into Christ and become one with him. There you go. That's what we have done. Aren't you glad? Yeah. I'm about to preach myself happy. Have you all listened to yourself happy? Okay, good. All right, here's our prayer. You ready? Is it up there? All right, if you don't pray it with me then. God, you have made us a part of the new creation that began with Jesus. The gospel is at work, and you are producing every good work in us. The Spirit that was in Christ is also in us. We are going to remind ourselves of that every day to our own benefit. We declare we are reigning in Christ, and he is reigning in us. Thank you, in Jesus' name. Amen.